And the Grizzlies all digging down low. It comes off the far side boards. Shot flung at the net. Rebound chance in tight. Still loose. Olsen bats it. It's here on the near side. And a score! A tying goal for Jahrir Thompson! The old Grizzlies managed to pull out two goals here in the third period to battle back and nut this one up.
What a fantastic finish on that play. Giesbrecht heads off to the bench. They get the extra attacker as the Eagles try to clear. Just a shot from the point. There's a big rebound kicked out by Bontorin. He stops the first chance on the rebound, but the second one with a mess of bodies going down trying to cover that puck comes out for Thompson, and he will shovel it in, second on the night for Thompson, and a big one to tie it up here.
Joined by Jahrir Thompson. Lots of smiles, I'm sure. This was a pretty unbelievable finish to this already ridiculous story that you guys were writing. How did you pull off the comeback to get it to overtime?
Yeah, we went into the room in the second intermission. We said we're not quitting. We're fighting till the very end, and that's exactly what we did, and we were able to get it done in overtime, which is huge for us.
You open the scoring tonight, and then you send it to overtime. 26 seconds left, the net empty. How did you get it in?
It was just a bit of a mad scramble in front. I got it on my backhand, just threw it to the net, and went in. Huge goal. I really am at a loss for words. This is a huge game, probably one of the most memorable games of my life, honestly.
Yeah, how about the sound? I don't know whether you could hear it or not, but obviously it was a pretty good crowd on a Sunday night, and you really sent them into a frenzy there.
Yeah, it's always good when we can get a big one in front of our hometown crowd. Obviously, they've been through a bit this season, so coming back here and winning this one and earning the sweep in front of them is huge.
Your captain made a couple of great plays, obviously the second goal, and then in overtime on the penalty kill, he stopped probably a tap-in for Soretzky with an all-out effort. What did you see from his leadership here in this series?
He's one of the most incredible men I've ever met. He's one of the most natural and gifted leaders that I've ever had the pleasure to play for, and he's by far a fearless leader for sure, and I look up to him in every aspect.
As you go to overtime, so many breakaways here tonight. Bontorin managed to keep you guys at bay for a long time. A player who hadn't been in the lineup here until tonight, Brad Gerard, takes a pretty big hit behind the net and does get an assist as Landon Gross comes out front. What did you guys see as Gross finish the series?
Grosser, he has that dangerous shot from everywhere, and he just turned and fired it. And good things happen when you put the puck to the net, so no complaints there.
Another 50-save performance from Ben Giesbrecht. There was obviously a great team performance in front of him, but he will be the number one story of the series. What can you say about Ben?
Yeah, Ben's been phenomenal for us. He's by far and away our best player right now, and we're building around him, and we're just going to keep going up.
37 points in the standings is where you guys were behind the Canmore Eagles, so it's a 7 upsetting a 2. Can you comprehend that?
It's unbelievable. I'm having trouble putting it into words. It's still all registering with me.
So you got some time to enjoy this series victory, a first series victory for this team since 2014. You've had a number of firsts already. Look ahead to earning the chance to try and pull off another one and wear the Cinderella slipper here against Brooks.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going in there confident, and we're going to play with passion and heart, and hopefully we can come out and upset another big dog.